Tradition has it that when the Romans invaded Britain in the year 43 AD, or about the time that B.J. Liederman wrote our theme music, they brought with them the already ancient art of barrel making, or cooperage. The craft has been passed on from master to apprentice there ever since, but now there's just one master cooper left in all of Britain. Vicky Barker went to meet him.
We're going to use a short-angled adze, an ancient tool, and we're going to put the slope on the cask.
In a warehouse in a suburban business park on the edge of the Yorkshire Moors, Alistair Sims is bent over his work, hammering an iron ring around curved oak ribs. They're shaped to help the deliverymen deliver them to pubs all over Britain.
You see, it puts a slope on as we go around. These slopes are quite flat, because these are for beer casks, so the chains that the draymen use for dropping them into the cellar, they've got to fit nice and tight round there.
If coopers were animals, the British species would be classified endangered, reduced to a single breeding pair. The profession was decimated by the introduction of metal and plastic kegs in the 1960s and 70s. Here in Britain, only two venerable breweries keep the old ways alive. But their coopers are classed as journeymen. You don't assume the hallowed title of master until you've trained up an apprentice, and that takes 4 years.
We can see it just works on. Lean the cask against your block. All the work's done against the wooden tree stump, or the block, as we call it. And it's just a nice sweeping movement.
Sims deftly wields a planing tool called a crow's, gouging a groove inside the mouth of a cask.
One of these tools, something tells me a medieval cooper probably would be able to get straight to work.
Oh, even a Roman cooper, probably. I mean, I've got one of these crozies, and with all the different block marks on it, it's got to make it at least 250 years old.
The skills are similar to a blacksmith's, but in the craft of cooperage, it is the wood, not the metal, that is made supple by heat, with the unyielding iron hoops creating seams so tight the wooden vessels need no lining and can withstand pressures of 30 to 40 pounds per square inch of living, fermenting beer. Sims says the job calls for a steady hand, a feeling for wood, and keen vision.
I mean, when we joint the sides of the stairs, we work to within 2/1000ths of an inch by eye, so you have got to have a good eye.
The rise of microbreweries breathed new life into the trade here. David Litton is a consultant to the cask ale industry. He says a new generation of consumers is awakening to the unique and varied tastes wooden barrels can impart.
They give us softer taste generally. Amazing. It's hard to explain to people because I'm not a great talker about flavours and things. But I know when I drink it, it's a lot better.
Sims now has an apprentice after a Facebook, Twitter, and publicity campaign went viral and generated 186 responses from all over the world. In the end, he chose local talent, 18-year-old Kian Hiscock.
It is such a rare skill. Only a handful of people in the UK are qualified. And to be amongst those would be an absolute privilege.
He is entering a trade that could prove vulnerable to economic downdrafts if consumers lose their taste for boutique beers. But Alistair Sims insists the ancient craft of cooperage isn't going to die on his watch.
I regard myself as a guardian of the trade. This isn't a job to me. This is a way of life.
And he goes back to work marrying oak to metal. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in Wetherby, Yorkshire.